Welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. My guest today is
Kevin O'Connor, Executive Director of Joseph House in Troy, which provides services to homeless individuals. Welcome, Kevin.
Hello, welcome.
So my number one question is, how are you and Joseph House staff and the clients faring during these pandemic times? How are you able to practice social distancing in a congregate setting?
It's been a challenge. This is now nearly our eighth week. We definitely have had some of our folks test positive. We've had one of our shelter guests test positive. We've had a couple of our staff members actually test positive. Fortunately, they've all recovered well. So we've had folks that have been in mandatory isolation off-site, as well as quarantine on-site in our shelter. We have our shelter, which is a congregate shelter in many respects, but not what a lot of people think about shelters. Most people think about large halls or church halls or large spaces where you have bunk. Since 1995, our shelter at Ferry Street has all bedroom accommodations. Well, before this crisis, we had three people sharing a room. So one of the things that we did was reduce the occupancy to two persons per room, made sure that the beds were 6 feet apart, make sure that the orientations of the beds were that people's heads, people were head to foot. We reoriented the beds. We also have a congregate dining space. We provide meals. So we staggered the times when people eat, and we removed a lot of the chairs in the dining hall so that folks had some distance. Early on, masks were difficult to get. So we had a lot of people making masks. So we have an adequate supply currently. But there were a lot of very generous and kind people who helped us out. The biggest concern we had was our bathrooms. We have 11 bathrooms in that shelter. They're all private use, meaning you go in and you lock the door and you use it privately. However, the cleaning schedule had to be ramped up. So we doubled our housekeeping schedule. We had shift managers as well as housekeeping and maintenance staff doing all of those cleanings. And I think we've done fairly well considering. We had 43, highest census in the shelter, we had 43 people in a 9,000 square foot building. So there's some intimacy there. And I think I'm very proud of our staff doing all the heroic work that they've been doing during this period. I think we've managed okay. We coordinated very closely with the guidelines from the county, Rensselaer County Department of Health. Frequently, I'm on the telephone call with the folks there, as well as our other staff. Coordinating services, testing, as well as monitoring.
Have you seen an uptick in the number of clients looking for your services? And if you can accommodate them, do you have like an overflow site, or how are you handling that?
So we are, again, it's going to be. I think there's a frost warning for this evening. So we've extended what we consider our code blue criteria, meaning that in normal times, the winter times, when it falls between under 32 degrees, we expand our shelter capacity. And we've extended that shelter capacity for quite some time. Although it's been quite cold. We had a lot of cold days in April. We had some warm days as well, but we didn't close down that code blue capacity. So we've extended that. Interestingly, there have not been a lot of requests to come into the shelter. And this is an interesting phenomenon going on, not just in Troy, but also in Albany County, where we also do street outreach. We found a threefold increase in the number of people who are staying out in the streets. And I think what we've been hearing anecdotally from them, we haven't done a full survey, but they've told us that they've chosen to be on the streets rather than go into, particularly in Albany, where they have large congregate shelters that don't have any partitions, and that they've had higher reports of COVID positive individuals. So many of those folks are staying out in the streets. Our census last Wednesday, I believe it was, on Wednesday, there were 77 individuals who were unsheltered in downtown Albany. And that poses a lot of problems because a lot of the services are closed. The concourse is closed. The parks have not reopened yet. The restroom facilities are all closed. So there's no place for sanitation. So we were passing out a lot of hand sanitizers. We lobbied successfully, but it took several weeks for the city of Albany to allow us to put 6 portable toilets in different places in downtown Troy, downtown Albany, I'm sorry. That's been a great help. This virus has exposed a real inequity in America, and homelessness is certainly a canary in the coal mine, and we're seeing a lot of people make personal decisions around safety that nobody should have to make, choosing to stay outside without any services rather than stay in shelter to get services that are indoors there. It speaks volumes about trust and mistrust. It speaks volumes about just the sheer need for folks who are poor in our community. We've got a lot of people who had lost jobs. They were working the service industries. Certainly they didn't choose any of this. Getting through, we've been doing a lot of work trying to get people unemployment. We've been doing a lot of work trying to get people their stimulus check. I got to tell you, the majority unsuccessfully so far. So all of that aid that was intended to be stimulating the economy and to give to poorest among us is hard to attain, and I'm not surprised about that. If you know the history of social services and how difficult they are to access, and entitlements have always been difficult to access. So we knew when it was announced that it was going to be a tough find.
If a client does come in and you find that they are positive, well, first let's say they come to the shelter. Do you test them? And
yeah, so So we have a whole protocol, and when they come to the shelter, and they had not been staying in the shelter, a new guest to us applying for a bed, there are a couple questions. We have a screening that we go through. Where were they previously? Were they in contact with other people who had particular symptoms? Do they themselves have symptoms? We have a forehead thermometer. It's a non-contact thermometer that we read. We ask them a series of questions about their health, their recent health, and who they were in contact with. We don't do testing on site. Tests are still hard to get. We do have a close connection with the Emergency Operations Center, part of the Department of Health, both in Albany as well as in Rensselaer County. We work very closely with them, and if we've got somebody we have concerns about, we'll give them a quick call. Early on, they had to go through a doctor or a physician to get that referral.
But suppose they didn't. They don't have insurance, and they don't have a primary.
They don't have a doctor, and that's been loosened a bit, so we were able to go through our Department of Health, and they advocate for that testing. The biggest problem we had early on, well, there's been a lot of problems, but a big problem we had early on was transportation. Early in the first almost month in Rensselaer County, there were no taxis, no taxi service that was available. So getting our folks up to the testing center, that was at Samaritan Hospital, was very difficult. But also, they set up that drive-through testing in Albany, which was the primary place for so many weeks. People had to have access to an automobile. The help of a local philanthropy, as well as another large nonprofit provider, District Medicaid Services, we're able to sort of bend the rules and get Lyft or Uber to be able to take our folks to get tested. Once they're there, we need to notify the Department of Health that one of our persons is staying in a congregate facility is going to be tested. The policy is that if the person's been tested in Rensselaer County, that person will not return to the shelter until they're cleared, so they'll be placed into an alternative setting, and they're not telling us where that is. I don't know if it's a dormitory or if it's a hotel. It's an alternate setting where they will wait until the test results come through.
Wow.
The test results have taken a variety of times. We've had folks wait 10 days for the test results. We've had test results within 24 hours. So,
wow. I apologize, but I'm going to have to wrap up. Okay. Do you have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners that I didn't ask you about?
Well, thanks. I mean, so homelessness isn't created by the virus. Homelessness is not created by the weather. Homelessness is an economic problem. We've seen a growth in homeless over the past 35 years as tenfold. And we've had a few years where we've reduced nationally the amount of people who are homeless. People are not homeless by choice. It's economic. It's based on what people earn and what housing costs. We know that people's earnings have been flat. We know that housing costs have been expensive. So the goal is certainly to provide compassionate care during these pandemic times. Always, we should be making housing as a right, not a privilege. We should develop more affordable housing, and we in our community should embrace the development of affordable housings and not oppose that every time they're proposed.
And Kevin, where can folks get information about what you do?
You can visit our website. It's www.josephshousetroy.com.
Thank you, Kevin O'Connor, for speaking with me today.
Michelle, thank you.